Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We're joined by Nat Von Berto, who is a Community Education Project Officer. Good morning, Nat. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, you are doing important work over there, of course, as doing cancer prevention through healthy lifestyles. Can you explain a little bit about what you do over there?
Yeah, that's correct. I work in the healthy lifestyle space, and I guess we have a real focus on this because we know that at least one third of cancers in Australia are preventable. While there are some things that we can't control, like our age or family history, we know that lifestyles can have a big impact, and so that's the real focus of the work that I'm doing.
Okay, so there's some things that we can do ourselves within our lifestyle to help maybe change an outcome or prevent a cancer. What are these things we can do?
There's actually seven lifestyle steps that we can take, and they are avoiding or limiting alcohol, maintaining a healthy weight, eating a healthy diet, being physically active, being sun smart, quitting smoking if you smoke, and having regular screening tests if you fall in the age group.
All right. Got some work to do here.
I'm not too bad. I'm doing all right on some of them. Every year we sometimes hear these things that like, oh, white bread causes cancer, avoid that, or eating bacon. Do any of these have truth behind them, or are they all just a bit of hocus pocus?
Whilst there isn't one food that can protect against cancer, there are some steps that you can take to lower your risk. And so really we talk to people about following a healthy, balanced diet that's high in fibre to cut your cancer risk. But there is some foods like processed meats, like the bacon and your ham, salami, those types of foods that have been shown to increase your risk. So it is a good idea to limit or avoid processed meats and foods like that. There's lots of information on our website that can talk to you about what foods to eat most of and what foods to avoid. So whilst there are lots of myths out there, some do actually have some truth to them. So it's best to head to the website to find out more.
Okay. Now, if we're maybe worried about someone, we've got a friend who's a smoker or
drinks
someone
that's, a lot, doesn't take care of their diet.
Would you have any tips, Nat, on how we could approach someone like that and encourage them to change some of their habits?
Look, I think the best thing is to try and find a way to support someone to make a change to their lifestyle. And often, you know, you can start to encourage by having, a quiet word, and you can soon see if someone's ready to make a change or not. If someone is receptive, I think it's really important to head them in the right direction to the expert. So, again, we've got lots of information on our website, and also our friendly cancer nurses are a great place to start. So 13 11 20 is the number to call, and I think, you know, a great place if you're wanting to help support someone to make some changes is to head them in that direction and give the nurses a call.
Cool. Okay. Some really great tips there. Everyone probably maybe ticking over in their head of what maybe they could do a little bit better to help them with their cancer prevention in their lifestyle. Thank you so much for joining us, Nat.
Thanks for having me.